This is the first in a set of studies on some beginning areas regarding our salvation. This study, study number one, will involve what does it mean to be lost. Many Christians do not fully comprehend what their lost condition was, and it affects the way they understand then their salvation. Then, of course, if we're going to present the gospel, we need to understand at least something of that lostness in order to accurately present the gospel to the unsaved. The Bible presents the truth that mankind is lost, and understanding what it means to be lost and how it can be fixed is the difference between eternity with God or without God, the difference between heaven or hell. So we will start by examining how the Bible describes man as lost. The New Testament idea of lost is found in the Greek verb apolumi. Now this word comes from apo, away, and olothros, meaning destruction, ruin, or death. And that's according to a new shorter lexicon of the Greek New Testament by F. Wilbur Gingrich. Therefore, it meant to completely destroy or to ruin away. It's illustrated in the following verses. In Matthew 2:13, Herod desired to kill the child Jesus. And in Matthew 8:25, the disciples feared they would perish in the boat. Specifically, they feared they would drown. These are physical examples. Let's look at some passages which use lost in a spiritual sense. Lost described the Israelites who needed to be saved in Matthew 10:6 and Matthew 18:11. Lost describes those to whom the good news about Jesus Christ is hidden in 2 Corinthians 4:3. Lost describes the condition of those who have not believed the good news and do not have eternal life in John 3:15 and 16. Finally, it describes those people who have not loved the truth so that they should be saved in 2 Thessalonians 2:10. So lost in a spiritual sense describes those who are not saved, who do not know the good news about Jesus Christ, and those who do not have eternal life. They've never believed in Jesus Christ. Now the Bible presents the lost as dead ones. Part of being lost is being dead. Now this is not physical death, but spiritual death. We were once dead in trespasses and sins, according to Ephesians 2:1. That's true of us if we're saved now. At one time we were dead in trespasses and sins. God views the world of the unsaved as a graveyard full of dead people. We find that in Ephesians 5:14. The unsaved man is dead because he's alienated from God's life, according to Ephesians 2:18. We needed God to make us alive. So we find in Ephesians 2:5 that he has. None of these passages describe physical death, but spiritual death. Spiritual death is separation from God's life. Now the man who is lost rejects God. Psalm 53:1 states that the fool has said in his heart, "There is no God." Now in contrast, the believer is one who knows God and is known by God. In Galatians 4:9. Think about that last part, known by God. If you believe in Jesus Christ, God knows you. How important this is becomes plain when we read Jesus' words in Matthew 7:23. "Depart from me, I never knew you," he will say. Knew is the Greek word gnosko, and it means experiential knowledge. As God, Jesus knows everything. And he knows who everybody is. He knows who they are, but he has no relationship with them. He's never experientially known them. The lost deny that God knows them, or they deny God, or they don't know God. So what is the biblical expression of man's lostness? In Ephesians 4:17 through 18, we have a description of how the lost man lives his life. When a person is lost, he has a number of problems. First, his mind is empty, according to verse 17. The Greek word for vain or empty looks at the result and indicates that the mind is ineffective. He can't relate to the world as God intends. He never can draw the right conclusions. Second, His thoughts are darkened, according to verse 18. He can't think about things as God intends because the lights are off. He might think about many things, but when it comes to the things about God, he has no light to see them. Finally, as we've already seen or referred to, he is alienated or cut off from God's life. He doesn't have God's kind of life. He is alienated because of ignorance, because he doesn't know God. He is alienated because of the hardness of his heart. He doesn't want to know God. He's too stubborn to do what God wants him to do. Is this true? Well, we can read Psalm 14, verses 1 through 3, which states that there is no one who does good. We then read in Romans 5:12, and we see that the whole human race sinned. Together, these verses help us see that everyone is lost without salvation. Jesus Christ stated that man, or mankind, has three primary problems. And he said that the Holy Spirit would convince the world, that is the world of mankind, of these three problems. And we find that in John 16, verses 8 through 10. After each problem, note that Jesus clarifies what that problem is, or how God solves each problem. The first problem, found in verse 9, is sin. Many claim to believe in Jesus Christ, but they do not believe in the Jesus Christ of the Bible. What does the Bible record that one must believe in order to be saved? Christ said that one needed to believe that he was I Am, according to John 8:24. I Am is the Old Testament name of God, Jehovah. The name is usually translated as capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D in English Bibles. It is necessary to believe that Jesus is God, not just a God or a good man. Read the rest of the verse. Jesus said that if one didn't believe that I am, or that he is God, that one would die in his sins. In John 3:18, Jesus said that the one who has believed in the name of the special Son of God is not judged. But the one who has not believed into him is already judged. Now look at 1 Corinthians 15, 3 and 4. Here we find two more important things which one must believe to be saved. First, in verse 3, we find that Christ died for our sins. His burial is proof of his death. Then in verse 4, we see that Christ rose again the third day. Many witnesses to this resurrection are proof of his resurrection. Therefore, when one is convinced of sin, he knows that he has not believed that Jesus is truly God, and that Jesus Christ died for his sins, and that he was raised the third day. That's the sin that the Holy Spirit convinces of. He does not state that he convinces of sin of whatever might be, drunkenness, immorality, lying, stealing. He convinces them specifically of the sin of not believing in Jesus Christ. Now back in John 16 and verse 10, we find that righteousness is the next problem. Because Jesus Christ goes to the Father, and you see him no more. Jesus Christ alone is righteous, and has the right to enter the presence of the Father. Therefore, one needs the kind of righteousness Christ has. This is the problem seen in the following verses. Romans 3:10 states, there is none righteous, not even one. Romans 4:5 states that faith is logically counted for righteousness. And since the lost have not believed in Jesus Christ, they don't have faith, which means they don't have righteousness. Because believing and faith are the same thing. Believing is the verb, faith is the noun. We find in Romans 5, 7 through 8, it states that Christ didn't die for righteous people, he died for sinners. He had to, because no one is righteous, not one. So, one convinced of righteousness knows that Christ alone is righteous. He knows that he can receive that righteousness by faith, by believing in Christ, as we saw in the last paragraph. The last thing which the Spirit convinces the world is found in John 16:11. He convinces of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. The prince of this world is Satan. if God judges him, and Satan is more powerful than man, then no man can escape that judgment without God. Judgment will come upon those who do not believe and are therefore unrighteous before God. We already saw in John 3:18 that the one who has not believed is already judged. In John 3:19, we find that this is judgment, that light, the person of Jesus Christ, came into the world, but men loved darkness rather than light, because their works are evil. Then in John 5:24, we are told that those who have believed have passed out of death into life and will not come into judgment. So, one is convinced of judgment, knows that he will be judged, if he does not believe in Jesus Christ and does not have Jesus' kind of righteousness by believing. Let's turn to 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 12. All three of the above problems come together in a future time of God's judgment of mankind upon the earth. Those who have not believed the truth will be judged. Those who have not believed take pleasure in unrighteousness. Therefore, in our passage in 2 Thessalonians 2 and verse 12, we find that these people have never come to love the truth. They don't want to know it. They'd rather take pleasure in being unrighteous. They don't want to know God. They're happy the way things are. Take a look at 2 Peter 2:9. We find that God reserves the unrighteous, that is, the unrighteous people, for a day of judgment. So what does it mean to be lost? It means that one doesn't know God. It means that one doesn't believe in Jesus Christ as scriptures describe him. Being lost means that one has no righteousness before God. The final state of one who is lost is that he will be judged. He will hear Jesus tell him to depart into the lake of fire, because Jesus never knew him.